Proclamation number 5692 of 3rd of June, 1953. Reduced resistance of the bound before the end. Everything that is in judgment strives for a change of its state and also achieves it insofar as that ever lighter outer forms enclose it, in which it, i.e., has to, always again submit to the law of eternal order, in which it performs a serving function according to the will of the divine lawgiver, who has always determined the activity most favorable for the bound spiritual, which serves it for its upward development. For endless times the spiritual is already in judgment, i.e., it is deprived of its free will, it has to comply as God determines. It is subject to the law of compulsion which forces it to serve, even if against its will. The more the will still resists, the harder is the outer form which encloses the spiritual. If the resistance decreases, the outer fetters also loosen, the outer forms become lighter and lighter and dissolve faster, so that the state of torment decreases the more the resistance decreases. In the last time before the end of a redemption period, which involves the dissolution of all created form on earth, the resistance in the still bound spiritual also decreases. It strives for its ascent. It strives for its final release from form. It feels, as it were, a tremendous change in its state, although it is not fully aware of what is happening in the universe. But the ever-increasing desperitalization of people often contributes to the fact that the external forms are dissolved prematurely, so that the maturing of the spiritual in these forms is interrupted and thereby a general unrest becomes noticeable among people, because the spiritual which has become free, which has not yet reached the degree of a new deformation, has an oppressive and disturbing effect on people, driving them to create new forms in order to be able to take up residence in them again. Because freedom does not bring an end to its agonies and also no free activity of its will. People, in turn, are prompted by their desire for material goods to let those things come into being which are now enlivened by the spiritual, which now serves without resistance. For this reason these creations, which partly come into being through human hand and will and partly can be regarded as new creations by nature, have a shorter duration of existence, for they will only remain in existence for a short earthly phase in order to then also fall prey to the final destruction, which is to be expected at the end of this earth. Yet all spiritual beings still in judgment, with the exception of the human being, feel the impending liberation which will bring them relief on the new earth. It only senses that it is facing a turning point and that this turning point is also a lessening of the state of suffering, and therefore serves more willingly beforehand, which is expressed in the fact that all material things are used more. Although this only proves people's material sense in the last days, but it serves the spiritual, which is bound in matter, for redemption, for further development in a new form as soon as the old one is overcome. God's wisdom is unsurpassable and His love without end, and He will not rest until everything that once went out from Him returns to Him, until all spiritual substances are finally redeemed. Amen.